Henderson in Indianapolis.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Ms. Jackie. This morning, good morning. Thanksgiving. Thank God for he deserves you. Thank him for the love. He never quit. Thank the miracle working God. His love never quits. Read from Psalms 136, verse 1 through 4. Let us pray. Lord, you are our God. It is our joy to give you our inner heart. Cleanse us, fill us, heal us, and help us to live with a joyful Thanksgiving heart. I thank you. I want to be a woman of prayer. We want to make a difference in the world for all you are and all that you do. We glorify you. We give you praise for the blessing in our lives. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family and Artists International throughout his artist life. Keep Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord Jesus, pray. We keep them. We thank them for their vision for this TMC call for 6 years, Lord, 6 years. We pray for the speakers that are going to download a word this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray for the TMC family and guests that join us today. Pray for the sick and the shut in. Go by the nursing home, Lord. Go to the hospital this morning, Lord. Pray for the children that lost their life in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Pray for the bereaved family this morning, Lord. We are joyfully always. Pray continuously. Give us thanks all in circumstances, for this is our God. We will forever love you, God. We always love you. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen, amen. Happy Thursday. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside in the Bronx. I am here in Surfside Beach, South Carolina. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope for you there.
Yes, I am Minister Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud too, Ms. Minister. Thank you. God bless and have an awesome. Take it away.
Praise God. No feedback, right? Praise the Lord. I give God glory for you for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And you're out there on that wonderful beach in South Carolina, Surfside Beach. God bless you, and thank you for starting this day with us with the tag, Oh, Give Thanks Unto the Lord Wednesday. We give God glory for another opportunity to just give him praise and glory for all that he does. Thank you so much. And I want to say welcome, 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 along with Minister Cynthia Cox, to our TMC family. On behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, we say welcome to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we say welcome. And if this is your first time joining us, we give you a special welcome and ask you to continue to join us each and every Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call. Now, if you don't know how this call started, let me share with you these two wonderful co-founders that I mentioned earlier, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, said yes to the Lord. And this was in October 2010. And when they said yes, I tell you, God moved. And in the midst of this great ministry, we are empowering, we are enriching, and we are encouraging believers to just go forth day by day and just give God praise. And that's what this call is all about. We have a scripture that we stand on, and it's Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also, and like I said, with our mission statement, it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers. So we thank God for doing that through us. Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, if you ever want to get a word from the Lord, we got a buffet right there where you can always go and receive a word from God. Now, what I love, and we got one more month in this year, we have our theme is in 2016 through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, of course, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, we encourage you to do so. So send your information to us, because you might want to host, you might want to greet, you might want to give a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. That information you would send to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us have been blessed to be part of a company, Health and Wellness, believe it or not, Health and Wellness, Artists International. I know you heard Minister Cox mention it, and it is a company that is around the world. We have been helping people with their health and with their wellness. And if you want to know more about Artist Life, which is who we are now, Artist Life, get with the person that invited you on this call, or you can get on our new morning motivational call, which will be held right after this call. Today being Wednesday, it is Wellness Wednesday, okay? So you definitely want to be aware of what's taking place with your health and as well as your wealth. And we got that information. We have a wonderful lady called Queen Victoria out of New Jersey that will give us some great information on our health today. So that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And guess what? All roads are getting ready to head to Los Angeles, California, and that's February 17th through the 19th. Artist Extravaganza will be held there at the LAX Sheraton Hotel. So get your bags ready, get your tickets ready, and come join us at the LAX Sheraton, where we, as the body of believers and the body of health and wellness entrepreneurs, will be there to share what God is doing with this company. Okay, well, I'm getting out of the way because we have a wonderful, wonderful woman of God who is going to deliver a message today. She is none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker. She accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowry, the senior pastor of the church. And she was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After her spiritual conversion in 1984, the Lord had another plan for her. 3 years later, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of the late Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Wanda is currently a member and serves as an ordained minister. Evangelist Wanda received her ministerial license in the early 90s. She has an anointing to preach, teach, and help hurting women who have suffered abuse as well as other situations. Evangelist Wanda has been working in the women's ministry as the financial secretary, as assistant Sunday school teacher. She is a woman of God who preaches, she teaches, and she believes what God is doing in her is helping the body of Christ. She has spoken at retreats. She is the leader of a prayer group. She did receive her certificate from the School of the Prophets from New Global Destiny International World Vision Ministries. She is our sister. She is an entrepreneur. She is a mother. She is a wife. She is a grandmother. And I tell you, she is a woman who stands on the word of God. You will hear the voice of the one and only Evangelist Wanda Walker from Chicago, Illinois. Are you there, Minister Walker?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am. Minister,
God bless you.
God bless you too, my sister. And God bless you, Minister Cox, for the tag. Thank God for the Thanksgiving season. God is so, so good. Yes, I'm thanking him for all things, because Thanksgiving is coming up. It's not just one day that I'm going to give him thanks. We thank him all the time because he woke us up this morning. That's one thing to thank him for. So I just praise and thank the Lord for each and every one of you. I praise and thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts as well as Dr. V. Weatherspoon. Thank God for you all's yes. Yes to the Lord. Thank God for the D.S. DeLeon family. So my sisters and my brother or brothers, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now thanking you and praising you for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Thank you for your blood, Lord God. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. Now, Father God, I ask that you will allow me to decrease so that you may increase, so you may use my lips of clay and think through my mind in the name of Jesus. And I will forever give you the glory. I will forever give you the honor. And I will forever give you the praise because you and you alone are worthy. Amen. Well, my sisters and my brothers, we're going to go to the word of the Lord. And we're going to start with Genesis, the first chapter. And we're going to start reading at the third verse. And it says, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light." He spoke that word out of his mouth. And there was light. And Genesis is the beginning. This is the beginning of the book. He spoke the word. And it happened. My title today is Stand on the Word. Hallelujah. Because the word is all we have. We can't stand on nothing else because all else will fail. But when you stand on the word of God, it will prosper. Let's go to the definition of the word. Word is a sound or a group of sounds that has meaning and is an independent unit of speech, vocal, writing, printing, stands for a word. Three, a short talk, a conversation, or it could be a speech, a promise, or that God keeps his word. The word. It's all about the word. Now, let's go to John, the first chapter and the first verse. And it's, "In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was God." In the beginning, John says, was the word. Who is the word? Jesus is the word. God is the word. It's the word. God was there in the beginning, and Jesus was right there with him. It was the word that caused this world to come into existence. The Lord said, let there be light, and it was light. He spoke the word. Let's go to Matthew, the fourth chapter and the fourth verse. God said, man shall not live by bread alone, not by the natural bread, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God shall we live. We can't live by just Thanksgiving meal. You can't just live by breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You got to live by the word of God. Yes, we have to eat our natural food, but what about the spiritual food? Because it's going to last forever. God said heaven and earth was going to pass away, but his word was going to last forever. It's his word. Are you standing on the word? What are you standing on? What are you saying? Are you speaking God's word? Because if you speak his word, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're going to get results. It may not come when you want it, but you know he going to be on time because you know he watched over his word according to Jeremiah 1 and 12. He said, I hasten my word. I watch over my word to perform it. What are you saying? Are you speaking my word or are you speaking your words? What are you standing on? He said, put me in remembrance of my word. Tell me what I said in my word. I don't want to hear nothing else but my word, what I said in my word. Because if you want results, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to speak my word. You're going to have to say what I say, not what you think, not what you want to say. You know, words have power. And a lot of times, people will tell you what they're going to do. They're going to give you their word. They'll give you your word. All I have to stand on is your word. So if you do not perform your word, if you don't do what you told me you was going to do, what do I have to stand on? I can't believe you. I can't trust you. We're going to be justified by our words or condemned. The devil wants us to always speak a word or give a promise. And we don't even fulfill it. And I'm talking about Wanda. Sometimes I speak too soon. That's why he say, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Whatever you tell somebody you're going to do, Wanda, do it. Sometimes I would, like I said, I speak too soon. But I'm learning. I'm in a place. Well, I say, Lord, I want to be swift to hear. I don't want to keep saying, oh, I do this, I do that, and then when it comes time to do it, I don't do it. You got my word. You trust in me. I done gave you my word. So you believe I'm going to do it. You don't want to hear me change my mind. You don't want to hear me take my word back. You want to stand on my word. You want me to perform my word. That's what God wants us to do. We have the Bible. This Bible is for us. It's for us to read, to study, and to stand on, to think it, to say it, to act on it, to trust his word. It's his word, not my word. As I first stated, I might change my word, but God is helping me to keep my word. I'm working in that area. God said he will never leave us nor forsake us. That's his word. That's a promise that he gave us. It's his word. Is his word true? His word is true, and every man is a liar. God wants us to stand on his word. He wants us to trust his word. In this Bible is everything that we need. Everything that we need is right in the word of God. We don't have to go nowhere else. Whatever you're going through, you can pick up the Bible. You can get into the word and get you an answer. Genesis 1:27, God says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. He created us in his own image. He did. And guess what? Everybody got all mixed up and messed up about the election. God blessed, he blessed them, he, and in the 28th verse, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. He told us to be fruitful and multiply. A man cannot multiply with a man. God told us in Exodus, he said, do not kill. Thou shalt not kill. God do not want us killing babies. That's what he said in the word. So he wants us to stand on his word. Everybody got mixed up about, all messed up about, Trump is in. I heard this person say, I'm moving to Canada. I heard this one saying, I'm going to Canada. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going to Canada. Only way I go to Canada is God lead me to Canada. God's word, he created me. I got the greatest one in me. I ain't concerned about Trump up a stump. I ain't worried about Hillary, nobody. I ain't worried about nobody. Guess what? Because I got God's word. I can stand on God's word. And God told me in his word, he said to pray for them that in authority. He told me to do that. He said to pray, and that's what I'm going to do according to 2 Timothy. Because God said the king's heart is in his hand, and he'll turn it whithersoever he will. So he can do whatever he want to do. We have to trust God's word and stand on his word and not get caught up in the world. Because if we don't stand on God's word, then, hey, what we got to stand on? If you don't stand on something, you're going to fall for everything. Or anything. God wants us to focus on his word. He said in Isaiah 55 and 11, he says, so shall my word coming forth out of my mouth. It's not going to return to me void, children. It's going to prosper where to I sent it. It's going to accomplish what I please. What are you saying? My word is settled in heaven. It's forever settled in heaven. What are you saying? His word. Psalms 119, 105. It's a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway. It's going to lead us. It's going to guide us if we let him. We got to let him. We got to stand on his word. The devil wants us to stand on what he got to say. What he got to say is not going to accomplish anything. It will not prosper. But if you stand on God's word, Genesis to Revelation. I've never heard this in my life until this election came. This man said that just in Genesis, he said that's what God was talking about when he said, let there be, when he spoke about the man. Man. God don't want man with man. He said that was in the back in the day. That's not what's going on now. And I was very surprised to hear him say that. But you will find out where people are down through the road of peace. What's in you is going to come out. So I'm saying stand on God's word. It's about what God said. It ain't about what Wanda say. It ain't about what nobody say. It's about what did God say. God wants us to take him at his word. Had his word, according to Psalms 119:11, had his word in your heart that you won't sin against him. What is the word for the day? Stand on God's word. What did he tell you? If you need healing, he said in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word. And he healed them and delivered them out of all of their destruction. What do you need healing from? Do you need healing for finances? If you need healing for finances, God told you he's going to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. God said he never saw the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. God got you. He got you long as you stand on his word. Do you need healing in your body? He said it in his word. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace is upon us. And with Jesus' stripes, we are healed, y'all. We heal. What are you saying? The devil say you can't, tell you what you can't do. But God said in his word, he said, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. What are you saying? What are you going to stand on? Are you going to stand on this word? God said he was going to save your household. That's what God said. So you believe on the Lord, and he said, thou shall be saved in thy household. So do we look at them when they on drugs? Do we look at them because they drinking? Do we look at them because they smoking? Do we look at them because they committing adultery? You know, what are we doing? Are we looking, oh, they ain't going to be saved? Yes, they are. In the name of Jesus, because God gave me a promise. He gave me his word, and that's what I'm going to stand on. I went to artists, came back. Come on, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, and came back, and haven't hardly did nothing. What? Uh-uh. I done put my word out there, and now I done sat down. No, when I put my word out, I want my word to fall on good ground. I'm standing on the word of God. I want my word to be good. I don't want to be able to tell nobody that I'm going to do something and don't do it. If you told somebody what you're going to do, you need to do what you said you was going to do, or you need to repent. I'm here to say, saints, we got the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Trust God. Don't look at what you see. We ain't going to stop. We ain't going to be going back in slavery. Oh, no, we not, because we have been delivered. We are free. We cry, Abba, Father. So, saints, whatever you believe in God for, stand on his word and know that his word is true. I don't care what the situation or the circumstance is. We win. We win because we stand on what God says. His word, which is his promises. I love you. God bless you. And continue to stand on what he said. Not a friend, not a mother, not a father, but what God says. The word is true. It's life. Back in the hands of my sister. Host, are you there? Minister Brenda?
Praise the Lord. Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. God bless you.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Evangelist Wanda Walker, for that powerful word. Stand on God's word. Praise the Lord. And I will be asking you to come back and close us out with the benediction. Saints, let's go before the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word is true. And we glorify you, and we're just being thankful today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We thank you, Father, that you watch over your word to perform it. So we glorify you, Father, for performing your word in each and every individual on this call. We ask you, Father, to continue to perform your word, and we thank you, Father, for using Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa in a mighty way. As this call goes forth day by day, we thank you, O God, for all the people, Lord God, that stand firm on your word, Lord God, in the midst of TMC. We thank you, O God, for Artists International, Artist Life, O God. We thank you in advance for Artist Extravaganza, for what you're doing in the midst of Artist Life, O God, and the event that will take place in February. We thank you, O God, for the families, Lord God, that are going through right now. We thank you for comforting them and strengthening them, for those that are bereaved, O God. You know who they are, person by person, family by family, O God. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you, and that you're bestowing it upon these families. We thank you, Father God, for healing the sick, O God, as we speak your word over the sick, Lord God. We thank you for showing yourself mighty by saying they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, O God, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We ask that you continue to strengthen these people, your people, as they go throughout this Thanksgiving season, O God. We thank you, Father, for comforting and protecting, Father God, as they travel. We glorify you, Father, that your angels are on assignment this very day and the rest of the days of this week, O God. We thank you, O God, for what you're doing today and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC, we say we glorify God for you being on the call this morning. Please listen to this message again and share it with someone. 712 732-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Don't forget, the new morning motivational call is coming up next. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. It is health awareness, so you definitely want to get on and listen to that call. Well, we glorify God for each and every one of you. We look forward to you being on the call tomorrow morning. And I thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and reminding us to be joyful and be thankful each and every day. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for just giving us the word to stand on his word. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
God bless you. Thank you, my sister. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Go out and stand on the word.